Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radol. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges is calling out a fellow officer from Chatfield for driving drunk in full uniform with his gun. Hodges says the 61-year-old driver smelled of alcohol when stopped for speeding early Thursday.
So, Mr. Kenneth Galen here, officer, hopefully you can get the help you need, but do not come to my city three times the legal limit and crash in cars. That's completely unacceptable. And this is not who we are as a profession.
Officer Galleon was not driving a marked squad car. Hodges says Galleon was working an off-duty position about an hour before his arrest. As Memorial Day weekend launches the busy summer travel season, Minnesota law enforcement agencies are ramping up a statewide crackdown on speeding. Shannon Grabo is with the Office of Traffic Safety.
From Memorial Day through Labor Day, Minnesota roads are some of the heaviest traveled of the year. Unfortunately, these months can also become the deadliest when people make bad decisions behind the wheel.
Grabo says many people assume more traffic deaths occur during the winter months.
When the snow melts and the skies are clear and roads are dry, we tend to see more deadly crashes. Drivers become more comfortable, speeds increase, and too many people underestimate the risk.
Last year in Minnesota, there were 102 speed-related deaths and 388 serious injury crashes. Nearly 60 nurses represented by the Minnesota Nurses Association plan to hold an informational picket on June 2nd outside the Hazelton Betty Ford Foundation in Center City as they continue negotiations for a first union contract. Nurses say talks with management have been unproductive and cite concerns over patient safety, staffing sustainability, and benefits needed to retain skilled nurses. Organizers stress the event is informational only and will not interrupt patient care or involve a work stoppage. In other headlines, the head of the Minnesota Farm Bureau is hopeful that China will follow through on its commitment to buy more U.S. products for 3 years. President Dan Glessing says he has faith in the latest deal.
So it's $17 billion worth of agricultural products. On the face, that's a big number, and it is. And there was some concern, like, is this going to be able to be followed through on? But when you go down through the list, this is, it's real and it's doable number.
The Minnesota Hospital Association is recognizing dozens of hospitals and healthcare workers across the state for innovation in patient care, workforce development, and community outreach. During its 2026 Spring Innovation Forum, the association honored 60 teams and individuals in categories including quality and safety, workforce excellence, and communications. And horse racing returns to Canterbury Park in Shakopee tomorrow for the 32nd season. This is MNN.